Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you want a home in the Central Florida area for any size family to visit Walt Disney World, Universal, or any of the other Orlando attractions, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Hawaii at Alani, Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, or any of the other Disney resorts, contact DVCByRequest.com. Again, David's Vacation Club Rentals, DVCRequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter at any of the Disney World resorts, contact Scooter Vacations at ScooterLando.com. And last but not least, our great friends over at American Tourist Travel. If you want to book any Disney travel vacation, contact us at American Tourist Travel. I can help you personally. We also book anywhere else in the world you want to go. So please, guys, if you want to check out any of our sponsors, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Now we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Hey, good morning, and a happy holiday season to you. It's December now. Now we can celebrate Christmas, right, Doug?
There you go, buddy. And I'm just going to say the stool. You're always driving, so we installed a stool in your car. You drive on a bar stool.
Yes, drive on a bar stool, but have my cup of coffee instead of my beer. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yes, but I'm sure you'll find a way to get a beer in you some way, shape, or form today.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day, but by the time I get home, I'll get one before I go to bed. Have to, you know. Yeah.
So. What's the hours today, John, on ho, 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 ho for Johnny today?
9:30 until 8 o'clock tonight.
Holy moly. And that's a crime. After 8, you should get paid overtime, but...
Yeah, we do.
Good. Unlike some other companies, right, John? I led you on to that.
Yeah. Not like some other local companies, Universal and SeaWorld specifically. From what I've heard, they have no union out there, and so they're still stuck at $11 an hour and no overtime pay over 8, which really, really stinks. So.
Yeah, I don't think that should be. I know a lot of companies now are going to 4-10s, which I get that, but I don't like the idea of over 8, not overtime.
Yeah, especially if you're working 5 days a week or whatever. Yeah. But and I don't know if back when I was doing my full-time job and I had the 4-12s or the 4-13s, I dealt with it because I had that extra day off, you know. So yeah. it's kind of an iffy thing there, but it was nice having Mondays off all the time. So.
And you were kind of salary too with that job, right?
Yeah, so you
signed on for that. And there was other days, exactly, too, during certain times of the year you would get done earlier.
Yeah, but I never had a day that was shorter than 8 or 9. Especially in the wintertime, my days were 12 to 14 to 15. So.
Yeah, I remember those days, John. You were cranky.
Yeah, so do I.
You were very cranky, John. Very, very cranky, John. But, you know, you weren't always the nice one. You know, you hear that, Judith?
Well,
he was cranky sometimes. You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, now how was your Thanksgiving?
Really good. How about you?
Yeah, it was very good, and we want to hope all of our listeners had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know what made Thanksgiving great for me?
What's that?
The Dirty Rotten Cowboys lost.
That was worth it right there for you, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was like the icing on the cake watching those crumbs lose. It was so happy. Oh, this part of the podcast is being brought to you by Carmen and Brian. Head over to their YouTube channel. They love to talk football. And Disney.
Indeed, they do.
And all kidding aside, they love Disney. I still can't believe our friends had a day to change their name from The Adventures of Peas and Carrots.
That's a shame because I know they had merchandise and all kinds of stuff built up for it. So,
No, it was. I like that. I like their logo. So, but anyway, go check our friends over at Carmen and Brian and subscribe. But anyway, no, our Thanksgiving was really good. The Cowboys lost. We had family in. We ate good. The only problem I'm having is my left foot all of a sudden is absolutely killing me, Johnny. I told you I'm hobbling around pretty good. So hopefully.
Yeah, you know, it's middle-aged isn't all it's cracked up to be, is it?
No, my brain's childlike, but my body's senior-like is the problem.
Yeah, there's a meme going around on Facebook or something that says, I think my humor level is 8. My humor level is 8, but unfortunately, my body thinks it's dead already.
Yes, I tell the story many times. My grandfather, I remember I was like 8, 9 years old, and I asked him, "Grandpa, what's it feel like to be old?" And he goes, "I still have the brain of yours, but the body of an old man." He goes, "He goes, we're boys." He goes, "We never grow up. Just so you know." And it made me laugh, you know what I mean? Because he still liked, I'd watch the Phillies with him, the Eagles, you know what I mean? He liked to smoke his pipe, you know what I mean? He was just, he had a good time, you know what I mean? So.
Well, especially, I think that really pertains to us people that really like Disney. I mean, obviously, we still like to play, you know?
Yeah, so, we'll never grow up.
Yeah, exactly, so.
No, but we had a good Thanksgiving. My wife, again, made a wonderful, beautiful spread. I helped, but she was the general. I was just the sous chef. You know what I mean, John?
No, I'm the general by far in my house when it comes to food. So, yeah, I smoked a turkey and I did the potatoes and I did the green beans. That's her specialty. So, but yeah, for everything else, I take care of. So.
Nah, my wife did. Like I said, I helped with a lot. She's the lead. She's the lead chef on Thanksgiving, and I get the Bay Marie out. That was the best thing we bought. You have one of those, John?
What's that?
We have like this bay. It's a turkey roaster. It's an electric turkey roaster, and it's really big. And it has. But what you could do with it, we bought it for this reason: for when we entertain, you could fill it with water, and then it has three bins that drop into it. That's like a warming tray.
Okay.
And what's so great about that, dude, is because I'm a weirdo. Most people might not know this. I'm particular about certain things. You get that about me, John?
Not at all. Not at all.
There's nothing I hate more. There's a lot of things I hate more, so let me correct myself already. But one of the things I can't stand is, one, I don't like my wife still in the kitchen warming stuff up while everybody else is seated at the table. I don't want her running back and forth 50 times to get stuff or heat stuff. I hate the microwave, dude. If I could get rid of a microwave, I'd be all for it. Because I don't reheat anything in the microwave. I don't like to. The only thing I put in the microwave is a baked potato. But anyway.
I'm thinking leftovers in your house, are you?
No, I heat my leftovers up in a pan. I like it heated that way. I don't like using a microwave because it's either too hot or too cold. And then the other thing I notice about a microwave too, you heat something up in the microwave, it goes cold twice as fast. It's weird. It chills out. I don't like it. It makes bread hard, bread weird, soft, sweat.
Yeah, it does do that. That's for sure.
I just don't like the way the texture comes out of the food. But anyway, we bought this quite a few years ago. I bought it for Christmas about 15 years ago, 18 years ago or more, and it's awesome. You make your veggies, your potatoes, and your stuffing we made, and we put it in here, and it stays warm. And what's nice about it is because it has the steam, it's not like it's directly on a burner. It's just staying warm by the steam. Everything in there stays fresh and moist, and it stays like it should be. It doesn't taste like it's overcooked, if you follow me.
Yeah, it serves itself as chafing dishes. So yeah, that's good. That's great. So you have your buffet and it stays nice and warm, but not overcooked. So that's good.
Yeah, then this way we throw the biscuits in at the end. All the sides are warm. You take the turkey out. You understand what I'm saying? So when everything is served, everything's served hot at the same time. I can't stand having to keep warming 8 different dishes up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I loved the fact that when we do it this way, my wife's at the table with me, and she's not running back and forth like our waitress at the restaurant. It's her day too. You know what I mean, John, with that.
So. Yeah, that was my mom. But I live in a different world than that. So.
Yeah. But you get my point with that. I want her at the table with me. She worked hard and all day long, and she shouldn't. And if then she gets mad if something does need to be gotten, I go get it. You know, sit down and I want you to enjoy it. You worked hard and she made a beautiful dinner for us. All right, she always does.
So one of my favorite Christmas movies is A Christmas Story, and you think of the mom in that movie where she, as soon as she sits down at the dinner table, somebody wants more red cabbage, or somebody wants another slice of meatloaf, or somebody wants mashed potatoes.
So. Uh-huh.
And, yeah. And the kid says, "My mom hasn't had a hot meal in 8 years."
Exactly. Exactly. And that's you're 100% right, because my mother-in-law used to be that way.
Yeah, that's how my mom was.
See, my mom.
I mean, that's what she enjoyed, too. I mean, that, you know, if you would have given my mom something like that, she wouldn't have used it. She enjoyed waiting on people and serving people, you know, so it's what it is.
Well, see, my mom was that way when guests were over. Like, she was a great hostess. But when it was us and the food was served and you wanted something else, she'd tell you your legs are broke. Go get it yourself. And I agree with that. She worked hard. She made it. She asked me if I need anything. She sits down. If I tell her no, why should I? She have to get back up for my stupidity.
Yeah, exactly.
For my stupidity. But anyway, we had a great Thanksgiving. The Cowboys lost. We did some Christmas shopping. I can't say it on the air. I'll tell you off the air. But I got her something very nice that came in. I was happy about that. Something thoughtful, John. I meant to tell you off the air. So I'm looking forward to seeing if she likes it or not. But did you see my post on Twitter? I just put out there, football, family, and fire. Football, family, food, and fire.
I saw your picture, but there was no alcoholic drink in there, so I was a little disappointed. But, you know, you had most of them. So.
Well, it was in my hand, John.
Oh, okay.
And I was actually drinking wine. I had a red Moscato that night.
Hey, there you go. Going high class on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, it went good with the turkey. You follow me, John? Instead of beer. It was very good. Plus, I made the girls, dude, caramel apple martinis. They enjoyed them.
Nice.
Yeah, I was being fancy, John. Well, remember we went to that winery I told you about, the Heritage Winery?
Yeah.
We went to that fest. Well, they actually did. We bought a bunch of bottles there, and they had this caramel apple wine. So it comes out really good. You use the caramel apple wine, 2 ounces of that, a shot of vodka, and then apple cider. Shake it all up and strain it into the martini glass. It really comes out good.
All right. Sounds a little too sweet for me, but still, it sounds like something that maybe some of the ladies would like.
Yeah, what are you trying to say, John? Yeah, come on. I want you to dig this hole a little deeper here. Just ladies are like, okay, John.
Not a thing.
Yeah, it's a foot and mouth, just shush, shush, shush. So, and then let's talk about the big story of the week. What do you think the big story of the week is, John?
Big story of Disney week or big story?
Yeah, big story Disney-wise. The biggest thing going on Disney-wise, in our opinion right now. I'll say mine, but I think you'll agree with me when I tell you.
I would imagine Disney Plus, and more specifically Mandalorian. So.
Yeah, and probably biggest yet is that Baby Yoda. It's like all over Twitter, dude. I mean, Baby Yoda.
Yes, even, it has truly exploded, yes.
He has. It's like, and you told me, because I said to you, I said, this is going to be the biggest merchandise Disney ever sells at the parks. And you told me they already tried. They rushed it out, and it don't look too good.
Yeah, from what I've seen, they rushed the plush out, and it's just not very cute. And you know how cute that thing is on television. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's adorable. So, I mean, you have to do it well, and I think they rushed something out. There are some T-shirts out there that people have made that aren't official Disney, but they're, you know, like the crossbody carriers where people carry their kids, and they have one of those with a picture of Baby Yoda in the cross carrier, and that looks really good. But those aren't even official, so...
Yeah, dude. I mean, he's like, if my guys from work could see me tearing up a little bit looking at him, you know, sitting here. No, all kidding aside, it's like, this dude is so cute. And then did you see this week's episode?
I haven't watched it yet. I was going to watch it on Friday. I didn't get to it. Yesterday I worked, and then today I've got to work. So I'm going to try to hit it tomorrow while we're out bumbling around. So
it was very good. The only hint I'll give you is that, I mean, it ain't giving nothing away, but Gina Carano's in it. You know who that is?
No, I don't. Not off the top of my head.
She used to be a world champion MMA fighter.
Okay. So did she fight, Ronda Rousey at any time? Or?
No, they never got around to fighting, I don't think. I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe they did. But anyway, she was in a bunch of... And she's been in a bunch of movies. She was even in, she played in a couple of the Fast and the Furious.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she's a good live action actress, so she's pretty good in this. So you'll enjoy the episode.
Good deal. And I think it's still, from what I've seen and a little bit about the episode, I think it's still following that Western arc I was telling you about. So if you think back about the four episodes, it's definitely got the themes of a Western a Western TV show or Western movie.
It's Space Cowboy.
There you go. So.
But anyway, no, it's been pretty good. I watch it because of you, John.
Well, yeah, that's why you started it, but now I think you actually like it. So.
No, I just like Baby Yoda. it's kind of like, what's he going to do next?
Yeah. I don't know when he, in the third episode, when they took him away, the Empire took him away, and he went,
yeah. And he's crying and all, then he gets saved.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool. They did a great job with him. I don't think they expected him to be as big as, because one of the articles I read that they weren't even going to put him in it as much.
Really?
That was one of the articles I read. It was weird. Like, he wasn't, something about, it wasn't somebody's favorite, if you follow me. And they almost went a different story arc, if you follow. So I'm glad they're glad they didn't.
Now, I haven't looked it up myself, but I'm pretty sure my son was accurate. You know who's playing the Mandalorian right now, right?
Who is it? I read on him, but I don't know exactly who the guy is.
Well, from what I'm going to go with what my son told me, so hopefully he's correct. The Viper from Game of Thrones, Face Jelly, guy they got Darian Martel.
Okay, so. I know who you're talking about. I think it is. It might be him. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got the right body style and stuff. You know, he's kind of a slider dude, you know, not real built bulky and stuff. So yeah, I think it is him. So
no, I'm enjoying it, but yeah, Baby Yoda put it over the top. And then you're on Twitter, dude, and Baby Yoda's everywhere.
Absolutely. They're on Facebook. He's all over the place. And for the most part, I have to give people a little bit of props, because they came out on a Friday, and I think it was at least Sunday before I saw all the Baby Yoda stuff everywhere. So almost gave everybody 24 hours to watch the episode. So.
Yeah, at least. And I'm shocked that they don't have I'll be shocked if they don't have a scrum over one of the buses with Baby Yoda and the Mandalorian.
I don't know. I'm going to be really surprised if they don't have a meet and greet with maybe both at some point at Galaxy's Edge, because you could Lisa did the meet and greet with Groot, and it was a baby Groot, and so basically it'd be the same animatronic. So I mean, they just do a Baby Yoda and a Mandalorian stand there. It'd probably be the most, at least right now, it'd be the most popular meet and greet out there. So
yeah, they should have Papa Yoda carry Baby Yoda around the park.
That's the ones that are out now. Have you seen the memes now where like Yoda is sitting on Jerry Springer show, and they're asking him if he's the father of, hold on a second,
motorcycle.
All right, got some jerk off with his loud pipes. He's very proud of himself.
Yo, I think you said the second word, John. You and this driving, buddy. All concerns are from John. They do not represent our show in any way.
Oh, I said some J-O.
Yeah, the second part is jerk is fine. You didn't need to add the elaboration.
Oh, well. All right, some jerk with loud pipes.
Yes. But anyway, I didn't see any of those memes yet.
Yeah, they're asking Yoda if he's the father or not, so...
No, I'm gonna go look for them, but I think it would be pretty cool if they put those two together in Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, it would be really interesting. I'm hoping to see it at some point. So.
Now, did you see any of the Rise of the Resistance continue with Galaxy's Edge? The promos, more of them.
I saw some of the commercials that ran during Thanksgiving and stuff like that, but they didn't show a whole lot more of the attraction. They just showed a lot of Galaxy's Edge itself and a little bit more of the attraction. So, and I still haven't seen anything about any cast member preview, and that's supposed to open on the 5th. So I don't guess we're getting one. So,
no, and I've heard they're saying that ain't going to be a part of Extra Magic Hours right now because they're having problems with keeping the ride open consistently.
Okay.
Yeah, they're having some kind of problems with the after it runs so long, it's something's backing it up. They didn't give specifics what's going on, but I think there's a lot of moving parts with cast members and everything else, with all the, what is it, the what's the stormtroopers and all that going on in there. It's a lot of chaos going on, apparently.
Yeah, it definitely is. So
I'm sorry, good.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, so hopefully I get out there on a day when it's running correctly. So
basically what it's going to be for me is, and I want to see this is where when I tell all the people they should enjoy the queue and all that stuff, basically for what I'm seeing on this ride, all the stormtroopers and all that area is the queue, and the ride is basically like a dark ride once you get on it.
Yes.
So I hope all the people that don't ever see these queues, they shouldn't be allowed to see the stormtroopers and have to get directly on the ride. They should have to do the fast pass version, John.
Well, that's pretty much what Pandora Flight of Passage is. If you don't go through the queue, you don't see hardly anything.
No.
If you do the fast pass, you twist your way right up and right into the army looking base, and then you're on the thing. So.
No, I've done the regular way twice, because I enjoy the... Dude, I'm there, like, I don't get it, like, there's a lot to see around that, if you follow me, John. So enjoy it. I mean, I enjoyed the queue myself.
Yeah, the time I got out there and was able to ride it as a cast member a couple of times, I did the queue one time, and it was nice. Nobody pushing you, nobody worried about moving up ahead and anything, so I could take all my time and look around at all the queue really well. So it was worth it to do that, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, because I have some really cool pictures from along the way. Me and my wife were talking, like, what's the difference if you're standing there with a drink in your hand and looking at the beauty of the ride, or if you're standing there walking and looking at something? You understand what I'm saying? But you ain't exactly always on a ride, and I don't know.
Well, speaking of that, Doug, I don't know how this would work for other attractions and stuff, but I overheard a conversation yesterday between a couple of cast members and leads that had been on Pirates of the Caribbean for several years, and they were talking about how after they switched the redhead, you know, the one from
the pirates,
the auctioneer to a pirate and stuff,
yeah.
And that was right at spring break. And so they knew it was going to be busy, and so for the couple of days during spring break, they shut FastPass down altogether, right? So mm-hmm. There was no FastPass, just two standby lines during spring break week, and the line never went over 20 minutes. So FastPass has killed standby lines is what has happened. So.
No, and it's this generation too, John. No patience whatsoever. None.
Well, I mean... Instead of doing three fast passes and then having to wait in line everything else, wouldn't you rather have 20, 25-minute waits everywhere? I would, honestly. So
nah.
I don't get it. But
yeah, and I truly – I do enjoy getting on the ride. I enjoy the queues. I mean, like I said, looking at all the stuff on Toy Story builds the anticipation for me to ride Toy Story.
Yeah.
But that's just me. But – And then I want to clear something up too, because a couple people on Twitter have tweeted at me and like said some things to me about the whole, and Robbie even put something out too about the Club 33 deal, about me saying that I wouldn't do it, and then people saying, what's the difference between doing that or joining a country club? Listen, I am not disparaging anybody who does what they want to do with their own hard-working money. This is the point I'm trying to make. I'm saying I wouldn't do it. I'm not saying you shouldn't. If you want to join a country club and play the same course every day and still pay to eat food and do whatever, that's your prerogative. I play golf. I don't join country clubs because I want to play everywhere. I don't want to play the same course all year long, but I'm not disparaging you for doing it. The same thing with Club 33. If you want to pay all that exorbitant amount of money and all you get to say is that you belong to Club 33 and you still have to pay for the food and the place, and that's your prerogative, John, and I'm not trying to say you shouldn't. Do what you want to do with your money. Myself, I don't know the exact numbers, so don't tweet at me, but I'd rather – there's a lot of other things that I could do with $30,000, $40,000. If I was going to pay $30,000 to put into Club 33, I'd rather give that $30,000 to my granddaughter, one of my godson's kids, to pay for college. But that's just me. But you do what you want to do. I'm not – I do it and enjoy it. And if it makes your life happy, feel free. I'm happy for you. But you get my point, right, John? I just wouldn't do it. And everybody acts like I'm scolding them because I said I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and I understand what you're trying to say, but, I mean, I don't know, to go along with the same point, I mean, I always feel that, I don't know, it's kind of, people would say that we spend frivolous money just going to Disney World, you know? I mean, how much money do we spend going to Disney? I spend a fortune, and I've had a lot of, especially my family, criticizes me constantly for spending my time and effort and money at Disney World, and I frankly don't give a crap what they think. So I mean, that's, you know, I spend my money where I want to spend my money, and everybody else can pretty much go do something to a rope.
And I get it, John, and I compare this to like tomorrow if I hit the billions. I own nice cars right now. I might go out and buy one nice different car, a sports car or whatever, but I'm just as happy driving a Honda as I would be driving I'm just as happy driving a Toyota than I would to be buying a Lexus. It's the same exact car, just as Lexus. Like, I'm happy to go to Disney. I don't need the Club 33 on top of it to be a member of that. Because I don't know what you get out of it, in my opinion. You get to walk into the doors of a restaurant? I mean, that's just the way I look at it. I can eat food anywhere.
I don't know what I did that I didn't get anything out of was the fan club membership thing that came out a couple of years ago. They had the silver and the gold, and they still, it's still around too. I forgot the
D23.
And I signed up for that, and I got a little certificate in the mail, and that was it. So,
yeah, and I didn't join it.
That was a waste of money.
And I didn't join it just because of that. Because everything that they hold is out of California.
Yeah, this is true too. So
it's like, what am I getting? Dennis joined the Platinum membership, and he said he still has it, but it's a waste of money. And again, go do what you want to do. It's just me. Like, it would be like I go a couple weeks a year to Disney. It's my vacation time. I'm allowed a vacation, but it ain't like I'm going 37 times a year. You understand? Yeah, I don't know. It's just, the point is, go enjoy Club 33. Leave me alone. Have fun at it. I'll go eat at Spice Road Table and have just as much fun, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, a lot of times I have as much fun eating at the different food kiosks during the Food and Wine Festival as I do sitting down at Le Cellier. So, I mean, it's all up to what you're in the mood for, so, you know.
Yeah, it's just like me not wanting to pay for the party. Just like you guys, the cast members, I think it's next week, are having a special event, John. You know about that? The park's closing early at the Magic Kingdom for awards, for Disney awards.
Yeah, that's probably the 5, 10, 15. Every fifth year you get a big party. So.
Yeah, well, just so you fans know, because Disney ain't going to give you money off for that day, don't go to the park on it. I think it's December 5th. I got to look it up here, John. It's on one of these websites that we're playing with here. But anyway, they're closing the park down at 4:30. Ain't that nice, John?
Well, if it's for cast members, yes, it is.
No, but yeah. Okay, this is the where I get in Disney. I guarantee you 110% that there won't be nothing put in your room to remind you, or when you check in, to tell you that park's closed early that day.
No, I don't even think they do the we've mentioned it before. You know, you go to Six Flags or something, and they have those big banners set up front that tells you what attractions are closed today and what time the park opened. No, you never really see that unless you're looking for it at Walt Disney World. You really have to look. So.
Yeah, it's tomorrow, John. It's closed early. And it's great. I'm happy for the cast members. But my point is, the people paying for the day should either be warned or for this day, it should be an $89 day, like they're charging for that half-day deal. They do have that ability to do that, John. We know that now, right?
Yeah.
So, it says, park hours at the Magic Kingdom on December 2nd are 8 a.m. to 4:30. The Walt Disney World Service Celebration is a special party for cast members who are celebrating employment milestones at Walt Disney World. Fireworks for the event will take place at 9:30 p.m. and will be visible from surrounding resorts. Congratulations to all cast members attending. So I'm happy they're doing this. But one or two things: they should do it later, or they should tell the guests of the park that, listen, don't use one of your passes for the day at the Magic Kingdom on Monday. But they want you to go there and burn one, is what they want you to do.
Well, the only thing I would say is they did open an hour earlier. I mean, we were supposed to open at 9, so they're opening at 8. So.
Yeah, it's an extra magic hour day. The bottom line is, John, the park's usually open to 9:30. You're getting cut out of half your day. Don't go.
I don't know. It's for my brothers and sisters, so I'm not going to say fine, a
John,
word about it.
But
so.
you can't agree that they should warn people that are staying on property?
Yeah, maybe they should tell them. But frankly, I don't know as much as heat as I get from guests a day where I get a chance to go.
No,
to
John, I'm happy
camp.
For you. This is the same. You're doing the same argument as Club 33. It could be right both ways, John. You don't have to pick a side. You can like Dole Whip and Citrus Roll. I mean, people are so sad. It's wrong. Just do the right thing, people. Give people a warning. Hey, Disney, use that texting system that you supposedly had and let all your guests know.
Doug, they can't let me know when my room is.
Exactly. But, you know, industry standard. We did go over the videos that we've seen already for Rise of the Resistance. It does look good. It really
does.
Yeah,
I'm just
good.
Hoping everything works. You know, it's got a lot of moving parts, like you said, so I'm hoping everything works.
Yeah, well, supposedly they have. It says Rise of the Resistance will not be part of Extra Magic Hours, which I find that pretty sad that a ride you're working on this long and you can't get it to work for Extra Magic Hours. It says, despite still appearing to hit the opening date of December 5th, we have been hearing multiple reports that the attraction is struggling to operate for extended periods of time, which explains why it will not be having Extra Magic Hours. So, we'll see. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to it because it does look cool. I think this is going to go over bigger than the Smuggler's Run.
Yeah, I think you're right because this is it's more of an interactive. Well, I don't know. Smuggler's Run is definitely interactive, but I don't know. This just looks like a funner experience. It really does.
If anything, a more relaxing experience, not worrying about the morons, not worrying about
less
two.
Interactive, so.
Yeah, not worrying about two morons running the two buddies sitting up front. Oh, let's really screw these people up today.
Yeah, let's crash it in.
Yeah. Could you see Doug on there with them crashing in on purpose? I'd even be more mental. What do we have here, John? The Grand Destinino Tower at Disney's Colorado Springs will celebrate its first holidays this year. And I'll tell you what, that building really looks beautiful. Christmas tree looks great, John.
Yeah, it's a very pretty building, and it actually blends into that resort really well. You know what, when they were talking about building the tower there, it kind of like hit people a little bit like awkward, but I don't think so. I think it looks and you can see it from all the way across property too, almost when you're leaving Disney Springs as you approach the Swan and Dolphin, you're heading that direction, you can see it already. So
now it looks beautiful in there. I think Bob and Mary are going to give it a second shot over there on their next trip, so I hope they enjoy it as it does look beautiful.
Speaking of new resorts, I'm supposed to have a chance this week to tour our newest one, the newest DVC one. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Riviera.
There you go, John. I let you fumble and stumble.
Yeah, I found it. Yeah, so sometime this week I'm supposed to be able to go see the Riviera if I can get over there in the morning to walk around, take some pictures, and get a good look at the rooms and the restaurant and the whole thing. So.
That'd be awesome, John.
Yeah.
Take pictures for us.
Oh, absolutely.
I was supposed to take the ladies out to see Frozen this weekend, but we had very sad news. Our neighbor's son passed away, so we had to go to a funeral on Saturday. And we were supposed to take I was going to take the girls on Saturday to see Frozen 2, so I didn't get to see it yet. We seen that Frozen on Thanksgiving a few years ago, so I mentioned to you, John, I was thinking about doing it, but we didn't get to do it. I didn't get to see it yet, but Frozen 2 took as the takeover on the west side at Disney Springs, so.
Yeah, I believe that. So I don't know, I haven't really looked up the stats. How is that movie doing? Is it crushing everything again?
I didn't really take notice either way, so that tends to make me believe. I haven't heard the uproar that the last one got.
I don't know. I've heard some things about the music. It's as catchy as it was the first time and stuff like that, but I just don't see the buzz that was around the first one yet, anyway. So maybe I'm wrong, but
Yeah, I think the music might be catchy, but it's going to be hard to replay the fill in for Let It Go and Do You Want to Build a Snowman? You know what I'm saying? All those songs are like perfect. I don't know if it'll stand up to that.
Yeah.
Like I said, Toy Story 4 is my least favorite.
They don't have a good track record when it comes to sequels for the most part, other than Toy Story 3.
I like 4, but the other three I loved. I mean, the other three were awesome. The fourth was eh. But I still hate that movie because, like, I have an older tractor now that the carburetor's giving me trouble, and I can't get rid of it because I've had it since it's been new, and I'll feel like I can't give any of my Dougie's toys away.
Doug, the only one that I feel like that is my hats. I don't know why, but I get, like, seriously attached to my hats. And I'll wear one until it's all sunburnt and, they fade it and everything like that. It's got holes in it, but then I try to throw it away, and I feel guilty about it, so I'll put it in the utility room for outdoors. So
dude, this is how I justify my wackiness with all my tools. Like, even on my job sites, if one of my knives are out, because I have my knives all taped with it, because I use... As a taper, I have like 30, 40 knives in my bag, all different sizes, shapes, you know what I'm saying, for getting in different areas and stuff. And one will be out on my, instead of being in the bag with all the others, if I have one with my hawk and knife sitting up on the scaffold and I'm leaving for the night, I have to run over and put it back in all clean because I don't want it to be left overnight without its buddies in case they have things to do together.
Yeah, you've seen Toy Story too many times, haven't you?
Yes, I have, dude. I'm like... Oh, is he going to be okay out of the bag by himself? All his buddies are in the bag. Don't tell anybody I said that. Yeah, don't tell anybody how I said that, John. But Disney Spring, Frozen 2 has taken over the west side of Disney Springs. So if you're a big Frozen fan, head over there and check it out. More construction going underway at Communicore West at Epcot. They're tearing all that down, John. I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, that's a... Epcot was such a nice, relaxed park for several years for us, and even though Future World wasn't exactly jumping with excitement, had a couple of good attractions, and then absolutely loved World Showcase, and we're going to have a brand new park here in a couple of years, I think, so.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. I could see the walls. They have all, you could see sheetrock hanging there with steel girders out, and the demolition continues. It's sad. Very, very sad. What else do we have here, John? Shows all the pictures of Jock Lindsay's Holiday Bar Takeover. That looks really cool, John, if you want to head down to the Springs. There's a video online if you guys want to check it out. Disney shares an update on the Tron Light Cycle Run Coaster at the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's going to look good. Our buddy Brian is really going to enjoy that.
Yeah. From what Carmen says, he's the big Tron fan. So I wonder if they got Disney Plus so you can watch Tron and Tron Legacy.
Yeah, I'm sure he got it. Did you hear the girl? What's the girl that is the lead at Star Wars, Luke Skywalker's daughter?
No, that's not really his daughter.
Yeah,
it is. Padawan, but...
it's going to end up being his daughter somehow.
Rey.
Yeah, Rey. Did you hear that she said she has to pay for Disney Plus, or one of them do? They were saying they don't even get Disney Plus for free.
Well, neither do I, so don't feel too bad, Ray.
Exactly. They were saying they had to pay. Maybe it wasn't her, but it was one of the big Disney stars that says they still have to pay for it. And it cracked me up. I'm like, I'm happy. You can afford it, I was saying, but it was funny how she had to throw Disney under the bus saying that she has to pay for it. The decorations continue in Future World. They're having problems decorating Future World, too, from what they're saying, because of all the demolition going on.
Yeah, you can only do so much with a construction wall, right? So.
But the tree does look beautiful at the end of World Showcase. And,
well,
you know.
Well, speaking of all your decorations and stuff, so the plans for tomorrow are to go to French Quarter for beignets in the morning, take the bus over to, or not the bus, but walk over to Riverside, look at their decorations, get on the boat, take the boat down to Disney Springs, walk around Disney Springs, check out the Christmas tree trail, all that stuff, probably grab some lunch there while we're meandering around there, come back to French Quarter, head over to probably Animal Kingdom to see the puppets and stuff, and then in the afternoon, evening at Epcot, going on the Living with the Land thing, and then looking at the decorations there. So.
So what, did you get out of jury duty tomorrow?
Yeah, I did.
So. I knew that wasn't on the plan as of 2 days ago, Johnny.
Yep, nope. I called Friday night, and they said I didn't have to show, so got the day off. So.
Yeah, they probably bugged your phone and heard what an idiot you really are talking to me, and they said this guy don't deserve to be on this jury.
They might have, I don't know, depending on what kind of a case it was, they might have looked at, I worked for an Italian food company and I got friends in New Jersey. I might have too many connections.
Yeah, there you go. Did you answer the phone? How you doing? What you
What's
want?
Your favorite show, The Sopranos. Yeah. Okay,
what you want? What you want? Bada bing. New Frozen 2. There's a new Frozen 2 inspired royal attire for Anna and Elsa at the Royal Summer House in Epcot. So there's more stuff for Frozen over in our beloved Norway. I know Dennis loves that.
Oh, absolutely. He's so happy that took over Maelstrom.
Yes. And so is Bob. But I'll be happy to hear. Take plenty of pictures of the tree. I got the tree last year. Remember when we went down, all the decorations were still up at Riverside. It was beautiful.
Yep.
So you'll enjoy that. It's very elegant in Riverside.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, Riverside's more elegant, but me and Lisa are definitely more French Quarter. Tacky and full of Christmas spirit. So that's definitely us. So.
No, I know you're tacky. I won't even judge Lisa, but I know you are.
Oh, you haven't seen our Christmas trees.
Yeah, we got to put ours up next weekend.
We got gobs of Disney ornaments on them, so...
There's a video of a 360 ride of the People Mover out there now, which is pretty cool. Love my People Mover, dude. The People Mover ended up turning it out like... The People Mover's the Le Cellier of rides. Wouldn't you agree, John?
It has garnered more and more popularity over the last 5 years. Yes, it has.
So. Yeah, so it's like... I think these podcasts are ruining a lot of the good things at the parks.
Yes, we've talked about that before. Yes, not specifically us, but
no.
Especially incredibly popular shows like Lose and stuff like that. And when they talk about things like the Carousel Progress and specifically the People Mover, I don't know why that one has really blown up, but I never see a walk-on there anymore, and I haven't got to do an extra turnaround in probably 3 years now. And that's riding at all times of day. I still haven't got to do a... You know, an extra ride. You used to just be able to give the cast member that little twirly and off you go again. So.
Oh, dude, you give the little two-finger salute with a nod, and he'd let you go right on by.
Yeah.
Now he gives you one finger and tells you get your ass off the ride.
Get off.
Yeah, gives you a little fish hook with the get off. But anyway, what else do we have here now, Johnny? Yeah, they're talking about those new Magic Bands out. Did you see the dark gray and, like, the teal blue yet?
No, I haven't seen them yet. I'm looking for them from along the guests and stuff, but I haven't seen any of them yet.
Well, I misspoke. It's mint green, not teal green.
Mint green.
They're also available if you want to go buy them for $14.99.
Seems like they were just $12.95. Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's crazy, dude. But even at dinner yesterday, we were talking about Money Grub and Bob Iger. Something came up. I think we were talking about Michael Eisner. We were talking about all the animation. That's another phenomenal show on Disney Plus. The Mandalorian, the Imagineers show, and I watched I'll get into it now. Captain Marvel. That was really good, John. You got to watch it. She did a fantastic job. I was very proud of her. Remember, I was a little down. I didn't think I was going to like it that much.
Yeah, I know my son watched it, and he wasn't all that impressed, but I'll probably give it a chance at some point. So.
Well, it takes a lot to impress your son, John. What is actually JJ impressed by?
He's swung over back to DC stuff now, so he's into the Joker and all that, that side of the comic book universe currently, so...
Yeah, well, you'll like it. You're an old man like me, John. It was we get the joke, if you understand what I'm saying, because it's set back in the 60s or the 70s. You know what I'm saying, John?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There it goes back there and stuff like that. So you'll relate to it, and she did a good job. It was better than what I thought it was going to be. So I really enjoyed it. It was a good movie, and it, the reason I liked it, it explained a lot, and there was some good comedy in it, John.
So, no, that's good. Yeah, good comic relief every once in a while. So,
but I got to see that. I got the Imagineers show, The Mandalorian, and seeing Galaxy Adventures Endgame. I paid for my year right there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. With my two TV shows that I really like, I'm good. The Imagineering one and The Mandalorian, you know, that takes care of me. So that's better than anything I can find on regular television. So.
And if me and Brenda would have gone to see, if I'd have gone and seen those two movies, I'd have spent more than $69.
There you go.
You know, I'm just waiting for the $129 next year because Bob will definitely be doing that. I should see if I could sign up for another year now.
Yeah. Well, we have a. Can I get into a 5-year contract? Non-negotiable.
Yes, exactly. Because I could see it happening. But anyway, what else do we have here? New Magic Bands, Rise of the Resistance signs have changed over at Hollywood Studios. They put them back a little bit. So I don't know. It's pretty cool over here, John. It looks beautiful over there. I just wonder if is anything from The Mandalorian going to be in that area? What do you think?
I hope so. I haven't heard any rumors yet or anything, but I'm sure hope so, because I really wish they would have thought about it and had his ship crash there, because it's such a unique, cool-looking ship as compared to the other ones. So that would have been something really cool to have.
Well, he travels all over the place, so maybe. And maybe maybe that bar at Galaxy's Edge will end up being on Mandalorian.
Yeah, it could be. And I mean, the Black Spire Outpost, which is what Galaxy's Edge is supposed to be, is this, you know, wild, kind of a Wild West crazy town. That would be a place where the Mandalorian would show up looking for bounties. So,
did you hear that John Boyega confesses that he's the one that lost the script for Star Wars Rise of Skywalker? Because there was a big thing going on that a script got out.
Nice.
I wouldn't be the one to be the one that lost that script.
Probably. Yeah, maybe be a little more responsible. I'm just saying.
Yes. What else do we have? There's a lot of treats. They have. We were supposed to cover this. We got to try to do it this week. We have something we're definitely supposed to do this week, but I want to do the menus, John, from the Christmas, you know, from Christmas. I'm surprised you and Lisa aren't going there around World Show.
We are.
The Holiday Kitchen, you're going to do them
too?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. We're ending up at Epcot.
I didn't hear that part. All I heard is you're going over and playing with puppets at the Animal Kingdom. I didn't want to judge you.
Yeah. No, we're going to end up at Epcot because I want to see the land. You know, they have the land all decorated at night for Christmas at night. So we want to do that, and then we'll probably try at least two. It depends on the portion size this year, two or three of the outdoor kitchens. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing about that, John, because I want to do the menus. Maybe I can get Bob's butt on here one night and we can do them.
No.
But anyway, they're going over a lot of the menu here. I know you wouldn't want this, John. I don't think I could either. I would take a sip or two and be done with it. But they got two specialty drinks. They got a holiday apple pie sundae at Fife and Drum for Epcot International Festival. I mean, it really looks good, but it looks really sweet, John.
Yeah, is that so? It's a drink. It's not just a sundae.
No, it's a holiday apple sundae, but it comes in like a milkshake form.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's in like a milkshake glass, but I guess you do eat it with one of those long sundae spoons. So
yeah,
it is a sundae. But it says the holiday apple pie sundae with soft serve ice cream, which I would like, caramel sauce, and the crunchy streusel topping is $6.50. So the price isn't crazy.
Yeah, actually, that doesn't sound too bad. So that might be worth it.
And it's pretty big. I mean, it's something that me and Brenda could share, if you follow me. If it's lactose free. It tastes like the apple pie slush, but the ice cream instead of slush. They liked it. It said, however, it's kind of hard to get the ice cream to combine with the ingredients and flavor because of how tall the sundae is overall, but it's still a good dessert. So they have a map of all the stuff for the festival. You can go get a map and all where all the different kiosks are. You can print it online or get it on your phone. So, but I'm excited about hearing what you eat there, John. And then they got this other drink here that I'm trying to bring back up. It's a spiked frozen apple pie at Block and Hans for Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. That looks good. That's more up my alley. If I was going to get either one.
There you go. And yeah, I know they got the eggnog porter back, so I'll probably have to get one of those. At least if it's chilly tomorrow. So I think it's supposed to supposed to have a front come through today, so it might be a little chilly. So.
Yeah, I'm not an eggnog fan. Like, one sip, I'm good. Then after that, it's too sweet for me. Like, something about eggnog just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I can have one glass during the holidays at some point. That's about it. So,
how much you think the spiked apple pie is?
$10.95.
$14.
Oof.
It says it's because it comes with Old Smoky Apple Pie Moonshine, which is $26 a bottle. But I don't know how. I mean, that bottle must be awful damn small if it's $2 a shot or like $4 a shot.
That's pretty stout.
Yeah, that is. So, but anyway, they have a bunch of things over here, like you said, John. They got a Orlando Brewing Company Blonde Ale, a Left Hand Brewing Milk Stout, a McKenzie Black Cherry Hard Cider. Have you had any of those?
I've had the Milk Stout. It's really good. But again, it's something on a chilly day. I wouldn't try that if it was 85. So, but yeah, it's really good. But it's definitely a beer. Get down, have a seat, sit down, and enjoy. It's not one to walk around with.
Okay. So. And then they have Goose Island 312 Dry Hopped Urban Wheat Ale for $9.75, a Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale for $9.75, Dogfish Head 60 Minute IPA $9.75, the McKenzie Black Cherry Hard Cider, that's 11.25. All the others are $9.75. Then you get a Beer Flight for $10.75, and they got a Mickey Imitation Pretzel for $7.25. And then they got that apple pie thing for $14. So, and it's made. And the thing that gets me is it's made with Minute Maid apple juice. I mean, give me homemade, some kind of homemade apple cider that goes with it, John.
Yeah, or somewhere, a farm somewhere, not Minute Maid, giant corporation, you know.
Yeah, so. Minute Maid, I can go buy that anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
For $1, what is it, $1 for one of those little things that you make with water?
Unless you're trying to buy it at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, exactly.
I've told you the comparison that me and Lisa have done on orange juices out here, haven't I?
No.
All right, so the Minute Maid orange juice that you buy, we buy them at Publix, and they come in. You can either buy them in the big bottle, you know, and it's actually even cheaper in the big bottle, but you can buy the individual plastic bottles for their normal price is like $1.49 or something, but they go on sale at our Publix every once in a while for a buck a piece. So we'll grab like five or six of them right there, and they're convenient. And then they also have them at, I hate to say this, but at Cass Connection, my discount store, for $1 a piece.
Yeah.
Now, how much do you think those exact bottles are at the counter service restaurants in any of the resorts?
$4.75.
You got it spot on, I believe. So yeah, it's either $4.50 or $4.75.
Yeah, it's just Doug being the crying complainer that looks at everything when he's down there. Dude, I look at medications and stuff inside the general store, and it's like, people are sick, they need Band-Aids, and you're going to kill them like this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Doug, a tip on that is go to the first aid.
Oh, we've said that before on the show. If you get hurt, don't
pay that. I mean, go to the first aid, they'll give you the stuff.
No, so. But if it's nighttime and you're at the resort, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
You get what I mean. But if you're at the parks, we've said it before, go right to the first aid. They got registered nurses, and they'll take care of you, and you'll get all your stuff for free. That is a good thing. But if your son needs cough drops or cough suppress, something like that, you go to a general store, it's like $37 for NyQuil. Yeah. I mean, come on. That's where I get on the money grubbing. But no, $4.75 for orange juice is nuts.
Somebody had a picture of Preparation H, the small tube of Preparation H out there. And, you know, you got people in a bad situation thinking that anyway.
Yes, and I know all about the Preparation H. Yeah, that's nuts, dude. That's what I'm talking about. A guy spending all this money, you serve them some kind of hot sauce at his dinner, and you're blew his, and it, you know, it hurt his behind, and you're gonna punish him. He's in bed enough, dude. Do you know the walk of shame you got to be taking to go to the store to buy Preparation H? You know you're grabbing, and not just that. See, they get you even more because if you go to buy something like Preparation H,
you got
to
get something else.
Exactly,
right?
You're buying gum. You're getting a bottle of Pepsi.
Let me grab this plush for my son.
Hey, you're grabbing like three or four things to surround the box of Preparation H so nobody sees it at the counter. And then when the lady picks it up, you say it's for somebody else in your party. It's not for you. Grandmom needs it. But it's just the point. I mean, that's the point I get at when I complain about Disney. $14.75. Come on, John. You're already humiliated as it is.
That one's bad. The orange juice is really bad.
Yes.
And the thing is, Doug, you look at that and you go, well, you figure oranges don't grow on trees. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they do.
Yes, in Florida.
And we live in Florida. Disney World is in Florida.
Yeah, you
where
think
would the vast majority of orange juice come from? Florida.
100%. You think me and Brenda have talked about that. I've said that many a times. That you think of all things that they would give away at the parks or give it cheap would be the orange juice.
Yeah.
No, it's sad, dude. It really is. But yeah, that poor guy buying the Preparation H on vacation. Construction walls at Magic Kingdom entrance shift to a widened walkway. That's good. Canopy Beast is missing at the current location. Prepares for closures at Epcot. So there's more stuff coming down at Epcot, as we said. New Space Mountain merchandise lands in Tomorrowland Star Traders. That really looks cool. I just don't know about the three-quarter sleeve, John. I don't know. I mean, that went out with the rock and roll T-shirts in the 70s. I don't know if I can bring it back in the 80s, I mean.
There's a lot of people wearing them. I saw a bunch of them yesterday. You're talking about the softball-looking shirts, right?
Yeah, three-quarter sleeves. Yeah. I don't know. I have to get back into it. But I do like the Space Mountain. I need space. They look cool. I don't know if I'd see, John. I don't know about you, but I don't like my sweatpants with a belly band and ankle bands, John. I just feel so wrong. I feel like an 85-year-old senior sitting on the golf course with my white shoes on and black socks.
Just look for the tracksuit.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do you like the bands at the bottom as around your ankles and the band at your belly?
I prefer to not to wear sweatpants at all. You know me. I live here. I'm in shorts.
No, so. I feel like I should be at Boca Vista with Jerry's family. But anyway, I do like the shirt. I just don't know if I could pull off the three-quarter sleeves. As good-looking as I am, and I am kind of a model type, I just don't know if I could pull off the three-quarter sleeve.
Well, you get that. Bring your mullet back. You know, why not?
Dude, I rocked the mullet, dude.
I didn't do too bad myself, I must say.
Do you want to know the crazy part? Speaking of that, Mom during Thanksgiving actually broke out some of the pictures when me and Brenda first started dating. And I was rocking the mullet, dude. I really was. I was rocking it.
Business in front, party in the back.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, it was. Hysterical. Tuscany Holiday Kitchen at Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. Wonder if that'll be one you're headed to, John.
Yeah, that was the Italian one. So, yeah, we're heading there. We're heading Germany. And I think there was one more that I wanted to try. I mean, as good as the American one does sound, it's pretty much what I just had on Thanksgiving dinner. So I don't know if I need to hit that one. So.
Yeah, Tuscany has an Italian flatbread, mozzarella, and Parmesan. They're only $5, John. But look at them. They shouldn't be much more than $5.
Yeah, I imagine they are very small dishes then. So.
And not just that. It just looks like bread with some. It doesn't look elaborate. Follow me? It looks like bread with some cheese.
Yeah.
The boat flatbed. Blah, 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 blah. Early in the morning, we're recording here, people. My mouth hasn't woke up fully yet. Even though my mouth half woken up is louder than most people's fully woken up. So.
I don't know how that happens.
Yeah. Both flatbread feature a white sauce, and this one is actually quite good. Quite good. The mozzarella and Parmesan cheese blend well, and the thin crust is nice and crispy. So they said it's good. It looks good, John. It doesn't look like anything jumping off at you. And then they also have a beef one. The other flatbread also features white sauce, but isn't good at all. The beef is just gross and tastes like an extremely low quality meat. So
I go with the cheese then.
And the calzone barella is a panette pasta, sweet sausage, caramelized onion, and creamy sauce. I really don't see much sausage in there. It's also a swing and a miss. The pasta is gross and is very undercooked, and there was far too little cream sauce, making the dish quite dry. That's what I was going to say. It looks like the pasta looks like it's left by itself in there.
Yeah, and pasta, if you put under that heat lamp, you know what's going to happen to that really quick.
Yeah,
so 100%. That dries out super quick.
So you go by there and let me know what you think, but they weren't too high on here.
Yeah, yeah, I know Germany's got the stuff that we'll probably be eating. So.
I mean, what's this one here? What, Chengdu spicy street fries at more at Shanghai Holiday Kitchen at 2019 International Food and Wine Festival. So take that, Robbie. Did you hear how I pronunciated that, John? I banged that one out.
Yeah, you knocked that one out.
Yeah, one of our favorite parts of different food festivals that take place at Epcot is seeing how different cultures celebrate around the world. So let's head over to Shanghai Holiday Kitchen, the China Pavilion, and check things out. And they have the pork and vegetable egg roll $4.25, the Mongolian beef bay bun for $6.75. You can never go wrong with a bun, John.
No, I think that's the one Lisa wanted to try, was one of those bayo buns. So.
Celebration of barbecue pork, $7.75, served with steamed rice and a fortune cookie, John. The Chengdu spicy street fries, they're $5.50. Did you ever have a Tsingtao beer?
Yes, yes. I've had quite a few Tsingtao beers.
They're not bad.
No, they're not bad. And those in my frozen Kirin in Japan are still under $9. They're about the only beers you can buy in Epcot anymore that are under $9. So.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And it's more and more expensive.
Then they have a firework, it's called. It's Jose Cuervo Tequila Gold, vodka, mango, syrup, orange juice, and soda water for $11. Then they have a Marco Bamba, is amaretto, iced coffee, milk, and baba for $11. And then the Lucky Mo. Oh, Jesus. I have things to say about that, but there I get kicked off the podcast. Peach schnapps, peach syrup, orange juice, pineapple juice, and coconut milk. And then they have a DeSante bottled water for $3.50. But, yeah, John, you would these street fries, let's see, the pork vegetable roll, that's pretty good deal, too. The pork and vegetable egg rolls are only $4.25 for two egg rolls. It's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal, but it's kind of like, you know, egg rolls. I mean, so.
But my point is, if you wanted, like, if you're just snacking, you want to grab one of the beers and grab a couple egg rolls, sit down and enjoy something, you're not in the mood for anything, like, big. It would be a nice little snack. What I'm saying is there is inexpensive things that you can go and get a little, take a little edge off until after the meal's over. You follow me?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all I'm saying, John. But I think you would, I think you'd enjoy that. But they seem to like the street fries.
Yeah, maybe I'll give those a try.
So, I don't know. But anyway. Where are you at now, John? Did you finally park?
I am parked at Magic Kingdom parking lot.
Magic Kingdom parking lot. I think my mouse just died, John.
Oh, wonderful.
I think the battery went on it.
So what's your weather update there?
It's back on. The weather update here today, we're supposed to get ice, possible snow, and sleet, possible snow, and rain.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it is. What's your weather update, John?
It's 67 right now, warming up to about 81. We're supposed to have a front come through, and it might. I think tomorrow our high is supposed to be 64, 65, so it's supposed to be a little blustery and rainy tomorrow. But, yeah, today is going to be warm.
I don't feel bad for you at all.
I know. I know. I feel the sympathy. I know.
But anyway, no, what I did, John, is I knocked off the power switch off on it. I turn off the switch.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, so. Have you ever worked a mouse for an iMac?
I don't think I've ever had an iMac. So.
Well, it's a wireless mouse. You don't even move it, really. You slide your finger up and down. You move it side to side, but there's no wheel or nothing on it. There's just a pad on top. It's kind of like the pad that's on your laptop.
Yeah.
That's how the mouse works. So it's a little to get used to, but once you do, you know, it's quite nice. But yeah, I would like to see you try these spicy street fries, John. Do you have any intentions on that?
Yeah, I'll give those a try.
Let me see if I can get back down to them or not.
I'll give those a try. I think we're going to eat in Germany, and then I think there was something in Mexico or something that sounded pretty good to us. So, yeah, there was quite a few different ones that we were going to try. I know we had talked about America, but like I said, it's pretty much Thanksgiving dinner. So they have one with ham, and they have one with turkey, and so...
It says, also available at Nine Dragons Restaurant. These fries are available in a slightly smaller and less expensive portion at the kitchens. And for some, the smaller portion may work because these fries are spicy.
Ooh.
And when we say spicy, don't mean they just have a kick. They are sweet. These are one of those ads that I talked about popped in again, John, and made the whole screen move. Don't you love when that happens, dude? Because these fries are spicy, and when we say spicy, we don't mean just they have a kick. They are sweet, inducing, eye-watering from the smell. Call the fire department to put out the inferno in the mouth hot. We are using spicy in all caps for a reason. All that being said, we loved them and couldn't stop eating them. But if you can't handle really spicy food, stay away. Hence, the guy that needs a preparation age at the end of the day. You're going to kill
him
with these spicy fries.
Now it sounds like you're challenging me. So now it sounds like a challenge. So now I'm going to have to get them. So.
Yeah, I'm really curious. I've never had them before. So I want to hear the full report on this next week, John.
Sounds good.
So, and they're only, I think, five. What are they? $5.50. So. It ain't like you're going to go in debt for the fries, at least. One of the few things at the festival you're not.
No, it sounds like just about everything here is within the $4 or $5 range, so it sounds like me at least could try four or five things for $25, $30, so it'd be worth a shot. So.
And then they have the Kauai Chirizi Sushi Tree, and that's at one of the other holiday kitchens, and more at Shai Wasu Holiday Kitchen for Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. The Shiawatsu Pavilion, it's over at Epcot. Over at Epcot, at Japan and Epcot. And they have some pretty interesting dishes on here, too, John.
Okay.
So, what do they have here, Johnny? They have noodle soup for you, John.
Yeah, at least I might try that.
Yeah, it has...
She's not trying the spicy fries, that's for sure.
New Year Celebration Sovo, buckwheat... Sabo noodles and a hot dashi soup with kakaji. It's a vegetable tempura and chopped green onions for $7.25. It says this was one of the best executed items at the festival and a great value at $7.25 given how filling and tasty this is. The Sabato noodles aren't always the easiest to cook, with the possibility of a slim noodle due to the starch and buckwheat, or a chance of the noodle being undercooked, making it gritty, or overcooked, making it disintegrated. In this case, they were very perfectly cooked, not too soft, not too hard, just right. They were Goldilocks noodles, which is hard when you're cooking bulk for the festival. So even the tempura managed to stay hot and crispy, with the bottom getting just slightly soaked in the flavor, savory broth. The tempura does come as all one unit, with zucchini and carrots shredded, battered, and lightly fried. It really looks good, John.
Yeah, that sounds good. So I'm definitely going to have to try that one.
And then they have the sashimi-grade tuna, salmon, okura, and yellowtail with vegetable decorated on a bed of rice for $6. That sushi really looks good too, John. Everything at the Japan... I've never had a bad meal at any of the restaurants at the Japan Pavilion. Everything has always been cooked well for me. So
yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the quick service restaurant upstairs, it is what it is. You know, you can't expect a culinary delight coming out of there, but it's not bad. So
all the sushi we've ever gotten from there has been good. The California rolls, the combination platters we've gotten. We've always enjoyed grabbing a meal there and headed over to the one of the the chair. I mean, one of the tables by the pond, and you know, just chilling. It's where I had one of my favorite, my first Kieran with you, John.
Yeah, there you go.
What's this? Los Posados Holiday Kitchen at the 2019 Epcot International Food and Wine Fest. Where do you think that is, John? In Germany?
I'm going to go with that's probably in Mexico.
Very good. John, nothing gets by you, buddy.
I am a culinary, or just a linguistic marvel, aren't I?
Yeah, well, you fit the show perfectly with me, John. Yeah, they have some tamales. They have some really good things looking over here, too, John. Anything you plan on going over here?
I think that was on my list. I don't know what Lisa had on hers, but yeah, I think Mexico was on mine. So.
Yeah, they have a braised pork serve on a giant tostado with a chipotle black bean spread, a gallo sauce, a queso fresco, creme de mexicana, pickled onion, and topped with a chicharron dust for $8.50, John. Really looks good. Kind of looks like a pizza here. It looks like a personal pizza.
Yeah, probably like a Mexican pizza on a tortilla instead of on pizza dough, right?
So. Yeah, it really looks good. The crispy tostado comes with the tender pork and cream sauce that really lightens it up. The pickled onions are great, complement to the overall dish as well. And then the braised chipotle chicken served with a corn mesa and yellow mole and topped with a toasted pumpkin seed. That really looks pretty good too, John. Something different, so... I would go check this out, and then they have some kind of Hiracha cheesecake, which I don't think you're in for that, John. But it's only $5.50, so go try that out too. The prices aren't horrible for this. I'm just curious how big the dishes are.
Yeah, for $5, though. I mean, as long as you get a couple of bites out of it, it's not horrible. I mean, some of the Food and Wine Festival prices are getting extravagant, and I don't know. A lot of this stuff sounds a little more. You know, they can give you a nice portion for $5 or $6. Like their tenderloin filet, you know, has shrunken over time and gotten smaller and smaller because tenderloin is obviously expensive. So maybe it's with some of the stuff that's a little more affordable to produce, they can give us a nice size portion. So
yeah, I'll tell you what. I know you were talking about the German pavilion, but the potato dumpling with the mushroom sauce, I'm all in on. Dude, anything with potatoes, I'm in. I really am. And it has a potato dumpling with this mushroom sauce for $4.50. I would like to try that.
Yeah, Doug, you talk about your Indian side a lot, but that potato, that's the Irish side coming out.
Oh, yeah, it is, buddy. Irish and Indian, buddy. You can tell what I like.
Taters is one of them.
Yeah, taters all the way. Taters every day. pork schnitzel with a mushroom sauce and a spatzel for $6.25.
Yeah, that's the one that we got that a couple of years ago when they were giving you full size like entrees, and it was $11.50, but it must have weighed a pound and a half when I put it down. So it fed me and Lisa for a lunch, not just a snack. That was our entire lunch. So, but yeah, for six, I expect it to be just a couple of bites, which is fine. I don't need to fill up on that. So.
I'll tell you what, it looks pretty big still, John. It really it does. Be. I mean, yeah. It's bigger. This lady has it in her hand, and the plate's bigger than her hand, and the whole plate's full. So,
yeah, it might still be a really big portion. So,
the schnitzel is a big thumbs up for us. Great noodles and awesome gravy on top really add to the dish. I mean, it really looks good, John. However, the pork actually tastes like chicken. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but when you're expecting pork and taste something similar to chicken, it's a little unexpected. Maybe you were craving chicken and imagined it to taste like chicken that day.
I don't know. I don't know how the pork would end up tasting like chicken, but hey, you never know.
But it's only, what is this one? How much is $6.25? So, dude, you get that and the potato dumpling, you split that for $10.75. You're living large. It's a nice little meal. A couple drinks. I'm in.
Yeah, we might have to slow down because I wanted to try some of the other stuff too. So maybe we'll hit this one last before we head home or something.
Yeah, then they got the cheese fondue in a bread bowl with a fresh steamy baby vegetables and marble potatoes for $8.25. That looks pretty good, but I'll be honest with you, and I hate saying that as you guys all know, but I just said I love potatoes, but the marble potatoes are my least favorite, John.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a marble potato is like lazy to me, is what a marble potato is. You boil in some water, you follow me, and just here, take these things.
Yeah. No, I would say sweet potatoes are my least favorite thing. I don't care for them at all. I like all kind of other potatoes, but not sweet potatoes.
Yeah, well, I don't really even eat sweet potatoes or yams either. My point is, of regular potatoes, I mean, give me a mashed tater,
French fries, baked potato,
a gratin, you know, all that. But I mean, just a round. Mind you, boiled potatoes in a. And remember how you buy the boiled potatoes inside, or the potatoes in the can. They're already peeled.
Yes,
just laziness is what it is to me. So
that's what we would have all the time in the Navy. I mean, they would have the little marble-sized potatoes, and they just boil them and put them on a plate. Oh boy, yeah, that's exciting.
Well, I remember when my mom passed away, because I had to start cooking for myself, fending for myself, and I loved to make breakfast. So I was trying to cut some corners with my breakfast, my home fries. So I bought a couple cans of them because they were already peeled. So I could just dice them up and, you know, throw them and saute them with some onions. And that happened one time, man. It's just not right. So, and there's a bunch of new Star Wars stuff coming out of the Galaxy's Edge, including side. They have Illumination. They have a start bidding on Disney Parks auction items benefiting Toys for Tots, including items signed by Illumination creators. So if you get online, there's a auction for Illumination stuff you can find. So I don't know. I don't have much more, John. I hear you got to get ready to go in, right?
Yeah, I'm going to start meandering my way that way. So I have to do the whole change and take the bus and all that fun stuff. So
yeah, you wonder what the scrum will have on the bus today.
I don't know. Let's see. Is one pulling up? No, there was Peter Pan and I think Figment running around yesterday.
Okay.
So, yeah, Doug, this is the one place you would never complain about the bus, because the one bus sits there until the other bus shows up, and then that bus sits there until the other bus shows up, and they usually have four running on a 1 mile, or it's about a mile and a half run. So it's constant buses. So.
Yeah, because it costs them money if you're standing there in the parking lot.
Yes, if we're late, it's on them. So.
Yeah, that's the only reason. They can have me late. They don't care. They already have my money. I noticed the buses being even later, too, when the dining plan came out. They're like, oh, they already paid for the food, too, so what do we care?
There you go.
Yeah, that's the way I have it, John. But, nah, I've been sitting here watching Disney videos. I can't wait to get back down. I'm excited to hear about your day. Headed over to food. I mean, you're going to head to Food and Wine tomorrow, and headed to my favorite resort. And you're not going to be really jealous tomorrow, John. You got to keep me in the loop.
Yeah, everybody, make sure to send me a friend request and follow me on Twitter tomorrow @BeerSolo, because I'll be posting a lot of pictures and stuff. So the holiday decorations as we meander our way around the parks.
Yeah, I'll be headed over to my friend Carol's house, one of my customers, and hanging new smoke detectors and doing work at her house while you're playing at the parks.
You'll make more money, I guarantee you that.
Maybe not much more. She's a great customer of mine. She became a friend, so now she gets the friends and family discount. So.
Gotcha. Yeah,
I still charge her, because she would never allow you to do anything for free if you follow me. She's a wonderful human being, but I still don't charge her what I normally would if you follow me.
Yep.
But I'm happy. Her friendship means more to me than that. So. But anyway, it started off as a regular. I met her, I remodel her basement, if you follow me. And then now the last 20 years we became friends. She's like a sister to me.
That's nice.
And she's another one of those customers. When a storm hits, after everything clears up, I ride by her house, too, to make sure she's okay. She lives alone. She lives alone. But anyway, John, it's been a pleasure. Our buddy Tommy, he's kicking butt in the basketball league. A man that's never done fantasy basketball before. He's been riding first place for a while now.
Yeah, he's doing all right in the football one, too.
Yeah.
So.
And Lisa kicked me in my teeth in football this week.
She did happen to mention that.
So. Just between me and you, I've never liked Stitch. Just saying, John. Stitch isn't one of my favorite characters, so it even rubs more salt in Stitch's wounds.
You know, it would seem so similar to you. So.
Yeah, well, that's why we wouldn't.
Yeah, there you go.
Grumpy's more like me, John.
Yeah, that's who I got too. So.
But anyway, I'm glad to have you on today. I appreciate you getting. We got up early to do the show again. I hope everybody appreciates as much. I know Judith appreciates you, John. So that's all that matters today. But anyway, guys, please head over like our good buddy Tommy did and leave us a review on iTunes. It really helps us out, especially with them changing everything. You know, we need more reviews now to get us back up to search engine. If you could do that, and everybody be kind to one another. We hope everybody had a great and wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you guys soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.